This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Hosting, a podcast about house guests. This week, my name is Guy Montgomery, and I am hosting Carlo Ritchie.
Guy, thanks for having me on the podcast, but also, more importantly, thanks for having me in your home here in Auckland.
Hey, it's truly been a pleasure so far, certainly an experience.
Day one.
Yeah, first things first.
Where is the bathroom?
Well, because
I found the toilet, but the bathroom I have not found.
What do you mean you found a toilet but not the bathroom?
I found the bucket and it is full.
What bucket?
The bucket. Under the sink.
Oh, and it's full. That is not for that.
Well, it is now, Guy. You'd be hard-pressed using it for anything else.
No, what I could get you to do is maybe to go take the bucket out of the kitchen. We are recording in my house, by the way, everyone, so I do have some other housemates who I don't really want to see this.
And I feel... Yeah, no, I think that's got to be your job.
No, because no one else has used the bucket for those purposes.
Why else is the bucket there, Guy?
To hold cleaning materials, ironically. So, not off to a good one. If you could just take that, and the bathroom, which, as I told you when you came in, is the second on the right through the front door.
It's just weird because in Australia, we call a toilet a toilet. If there's a toilet there, we call it a toilet. And if it's a bathroom, we call it a bathroom. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, the bathroom or whatever you want to call it, it's got both.
So that's the toilet as well.
It's got a bath and a toilet in it. It's got two different features. I mean, you can call it what you want, but it's pretty obvious where it is, and it's pretty obvious that that's where you would do your business.
Well, maybe obvious to you, but you live here, Guy. So I think that, I mean, let's not hang a lot of shit on the guest.
Well,
making what I think is a very common and easily made mistake in this house.
Never been made before. I've hosted so many people.
By the wayside, shall we?
The idea that you would use a bucket anywhere, at anyone's house. What do you use in your house?
We've got a toilet. Like, we have a toilet like everybody else.
Look, well, you certainly got things off to a shaky start. Carlo is a friend of mine who I've known...
About two years now.
It's a friendship in its infancy. Certainly going to be interesting to see how things track and how we get along, you know, with prolonged exposure to
I'm excited by it, Guy. I'm very excited to be here. I'm very excited to see more of the land of the long white cloud.
And we're certainly going to be doing that. But before we do, what do you make of the house? I mean, first of all, actually, I came out and got you from the airport very late at night. How was that? You enjoyed
it? It was great. Border security, lovely, lovely people. A lot of the things that I brought had to be taken away. I had brought a lot of honey, a lot of bee products, a lot of dairy products, a lot of live cultures, a lot of fruit, a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, they'll
a
get
lot
you
of
for
equipment
that.
Used in a regional area or a land.
This is a sort of
agricultural area.
Exactly, a list of the
fish,
things they tell you
nuts,
not
seeds, and also it's just some wild flowers.
So how much of that did you actually get
all
through?
Of it they got rid of.
Okay.
All of it got rid of. They let me bring my own soap.
That's something. Why were you bringing in so many of these sort of...
I was worried, and I'll be... And this is laying bare a great deal of myself here, Guy. I was worried that you wouldn't have any of those things here.
Yeah, you said that a lot in our correspondence before you came over, but every time I would try and assure you that we have lots of those and some of the world's best.
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen, doesn't it?
No, I know we've got it.
Knowing is not showing, as my aunt was so...
Well, I mean, I was pretty clear on my instructions. I said, don't bring that stuff over.
Yeah, and so was Australian border security, but, you know, what Australian border security doesn't know...
New Zealand right? Border Security obviously does.
They find out, apparently.
Yeah. Well, anyway, look, that's by the by.
Thank you for coming to pick me up from the airport. I'm sorry that it took me nearly 3 hours to get through customs.
No, it was fine. The good thing about our parking at the airport out in Auckland is it's really cheap. So,
oh, that's great.
No skin off my back. I mean, you saw me paying.
Yes.
And you had a huge wad of New Zealand cash that you just withdrawn.
I had to get it because I was worried that if I didn't get it at the airport, there wouldn't be any more ATMs.
That, again, I mean, I understand that took you half an hour because you were sort of trying to understand how we have currency and you have currency and they're similar but not the same.
It is weird though, isn't it?
No.
Because I have a dollar in Australia and that's worth $1.07 here. Like $1.07 here.
That's great for you.
Doesn't that trip you out? How do you have a slightly bigger dollar coin?
Well,
by like 0.07. And what happens if it changes? What happens if tomorrow it's worth $1.09? What happens if it's worth $1.09? They have to make the coins bigger?
No. It has no bearing
it
on the
makes
actual
no sense
size of the coin. It's a miracle you even made it, really. But I guess...
Didn't have a passport.
What?
No. Nope.
How are you going to get out of the country?
I don't know.
How did you even get in?
They were very polite. They were very polite. And when I said, do you have a passport? I said, it is against my religion to show you my passport. And they acquiesced. They didn't make much of a fuss.
Before or after they sort of went through and removed a lot of the stuff?
That was after.
So they took all of your stuff without knowing who you were or where you'd come from. And then they said...
Because a lot of it was in my pockets.
Okay.
So a lot of it they took off me on the plane.
On the plane?
Yeah.
So what, the stewards came?
Well, I wanted
and-
to, like, I asked, and it was my fault for asking. It's my fault for asking, and I'll accept that. I asked the hostess, I said, I'd love to just brew up a bit of cheese because I'm visiting my friend Guy. I'd like to make him some cheese. Can I just use, I don't know what you've got here in the kitchen, but even just, I'll use the kettle and I'll make some cheese.
On the plane, you said this.
And yeah, it's my fault for asking. I should have waited till I got at least to the airport to whip it up.
So they said to you, what are you doing with, you can't take those live cultures into.
Actually, you're not allowed to bring live cultures into New Zealand. And certainly you're not allowed to bring 10 litres of milk.
Well, I mean, we have, as I was telling you, we've got so much milk.
Yes, but how was I to, like, I? The quality is probably much worse.
No, it's the same, maybe better. I mean, we are one of the leading exporters of dairy products here in New Zealand. So,
well, that remains to be seen.
No, again, really doesn't happening all the time. There's probably dairy goods being exported from New Zealand right now.
Yeah, well, I just hope they don't have as much trouble as I do making cheese on a plane.
I think they make the cheese beforehand, and then they send it out as a finished
product.
Well,
that's a new thing for me, because I certainly know how it works at my house, and you'll get to learn that one day. I hope, Guy. I hope I get to bring you around, and
we'll see how things go. So moving past obviously the sort of grievances, although you do sound like they were surprisingly friendly and lenient around the passport
very lenient
dilemma. How have you found the house? I mean, how did you sleep last night, man?
Great. It's really great. Very comfortable bed. Very, very comfortable house. I will say it's an odd tradition to give the host $1,000.
That is,
on arrival.
No, that's pretty common practice here.
Okay.
And certainly for my own peace of mind, it's made me a lot more relaxed about having you here.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a weird tradition, and to be hit up by that immediately did put me offside initially.
Well, I mean, I guess I knew you were good for it, so I didn't have any reservations or second thoughts about.
Well, it's your culture and
abiding
that's
custom.
I wish they had told me that before I came, but that's it. You know, isn't it?
Well, even if they did, I mean, by the sounds of things, you would have just ignored it and done it anyway.
Probably, yeah. No, you've got my number.
I do.
You do.
1,000 of them.
No, it was very comfortable. I didn't understand what was going on with the bed, but I worked it out pretty...
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because if you don't put constant body weight on the left-hand side...
Yeah, it just flips up. flips up. Yeah, and that, like, also just all the stuff on it was really...
Oh, yeah, sorry. We kind of have to use that room as storage at the moment, and yeah, there's really nowhere for it.
True.
So, yeah, I do apologize.
No, that's fine.
That's why I asked. I was just...
No, it was certainly comfortable. I mean, it's not as long as I am tall, the bed.
No.
But I kind of found a way that I could sleep sort of comfortably.
It's not as long as a lot of people are tall. It's quite a small bed.
Yeah. I mean, it's less of a... It's really not a bed, is it, Guy? Like, I mean, it's...
No, well,
it's a sort of fold-up chair.
I think we call it a bed because we think if we put the idea of it being a bed inside of our guest's head, that then maybe they too will think to look at it and use it as a bed.
Yeah, I saw fairly quickly through it, I'll be honest.
Yeah?
Fairly
quickly.
You
did a good job of hiding that last night, I'll tell you that.
Did I? Did I not look like I knew?
You look like, oh my God, a bed. You look really excited, really happy.
I didn't want to be rude, but...
you knew immediately?
I knew pretty much. It's only so much that a doona and a couple of pillows can do to make what is very clearly a child's fold-out painting chair look like a bed.
We call it a duvet here. And suffice it to say, you're welcome.
No, well, it's nice. It is nice that you have some very strange house rules.
Mm.
It's weird that I can't just get into your housemaid's bed whenever I want. Like, that's...
I don't think that's
weird, because it was quite uncomfortable in my bed, so I went through there about 3 a.m.
No, you don't want to do that.
Went in at 3 a.m. And they seemed quite perplexed.
Yeah, well, he's just moved in.
Yeah.
And I wish you'd actually told me that.
Yeah, weird house rule that.
Because he was really upset with me this morning. I didn't know what it was about, and I was quite dismissive.
Well, it'll be either that or me having used the bucket in his room. So
you've used two buckets since you've come to the
house.
No,
I took the bucket out from under the sink, and I just wanted a bit more privacy, so I went into his room and just sat down near the end of his bed, and I pulled the doona over me, made a little tent.
So you took a shit in a bucket on Frank's bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty...
Not on his bed.
In the bucket.
In the bucket. I just sat down near the end of the bed, so part of the bed formed like a wall.
Okay.
Because I didn't want him to see me.
For privacy.
Yeah. Because he woke up when I took the doona off, so it just... Yeah. That's him. Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear him leaving now.
That's him off. He's... Yep. See you, Frank.
Sorry about that.
Didn't wave back.
Wouldn't expect him to. Well, I mean, you know, I guess we're learning a lot about each other, and you seem to be learning a lot about basic just human behavior and societal norms.
I'm very different.
Can't imagine it would be okay for you to climb into anyone's bed over where you're from.
Neither can I. That's why it's so surprising that it's not fine here.
So obviously I prepared you for your traditional New Zealand full cook breakfast this morning.
Great.
And I'll just get...
Is this the point... Because you mentioned last night that every meal I have to give you $50.
Well, yeah, that's just sort of a custom. It's like having a cafe at home. That's what we... That's the sort of culture we try and embed here.
So it's almost cheaper to go to cafes.
No, it's one way of looking at it. I don't think so, though, because once you factor in, you know, time is money and you got to walk there or get an Uber. And then, I mean, once you go there, you know, they're always charging you through the nose for just eggs, really.
Yeah.
And you'll see, I mean, I've got eggs here for you. And you see that's some bread there next to them. I haven't cooked the bread. I didn't know if you like hot bread. A lot of people have a problem with hot bread. So just cold bread.
Good.
Some eggs there.
These from Australia, these eggs?
No, these are New Zealand. Don't worry about that. They are all free range. I got them from
a hen?
Yep, from a hen.
From New Zealand?
Yep, from a New Zealand hen. I could put that all in one part of the sentence, so it's really easy if you understand that.
So?
All the eggs have been laid on a farm. So, you know, free range, they can walk around, they can do what they want. But yeah, by a New Zealand hen. So those are New Zealand eggs.
I won't need them then. You can have those.
I cook them for you. As sort of like a...
All right, well, I'll eat around them.
No, they're kind of the main body of the meal.
Yeah, it's eggs and bread and...
There's a mushroom.
Mushroom. An Australian mushroom?
Nope.
I had some mushrooms. I brought mushrooms with me, but they wouldn't let me bring them. And that would have saved a lot of trouble this morning, wouldn't it?
No, because we can get mushrooms, no worries here, all the time. So you don't need to bring your own mushrooms over. And it's literally, it's written on your arrival document. Please don't bring in any live cultures.
Yeah. And this is a fungus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tuck in, please.
Thank you, Guy. Look, I want to say before we eat the meal, I'll just give you that. There you go. That's $50.
Thank you. Thank you. It's also going to be... Do you want cutlery?
Yes.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. That'll be another...
That's weird because that is a thing that we normally always have. Like, you definitely always get cutlery in a cafe.
We've got it. Don't worry. We've definitely got it. But it's $50 to lease the cutlery.
$50 to lease the cutlery?
Yeah.
$50?
Look, you...
How long is the lease?
As long as the meal takes.
I can lease cutlery. I'll just eat with my hands.
Once you've said you'll take the cutlery, you kind of have to take the cutlery. So,
well, that's the last time.
There's a knife, so that'll be $25 for the knife.
I just did not budget enough money
for
this trip.
So I'll just take $25 out of the wallet for the fork. And bon appetit.
Thank you. Thank you, Guy.
Can't wait for you to have your first mouthful. How's that bread?
It's quite nice. It's quite nice.
It'd probably be a little bit better if you got some of the egg on it.
I'm, again, happy with just a bit of bread.
It just seems absurd to me that you'd...
You pay. You want me to eat an egg? I'll eat. Look here. Look here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
How's that?
Very. It's not as good as we have.
Okay, that's a very rude review and a weird metric for comparison. To say that the eggs we have here aren't as good as the eggs you have in Australia.
Just a fact.
It just seems like a waste of money that you'd spend $50 on breakfast.
$100 on a breakfast.
You spent $50 of it on the cutlery. And then to not either eat or enjoy, or just have an open mind about it. It's
Well, I try and be more open, I guess. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Guy.
How's that? Well, now I just feel like you're being sarcastic. So
just as good.
Now I feel like you're being really sarcastic.
I just want to be honest with you about the eggs.
Okay, we'll put the meal. We'll put that to the side. Okay, I can't stomach watching you ruin what is a perfectly good New Zealand cooked breakfast.
There's one word wrong with that sentence.
Are you quite done with the cutlery?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I hold on to them to another meal? Because
I
really use them very much.
I know. I kind of did tell you that the lease runs for as long as the meal. And if we are going to put the meal to the side, that does mean the meal is finished.
All right,
so.
Well, you have them back then.
Thank you. So what were you going to say? Sorry, there was one word wrong with what I was...
Well, two words, really.
Yeah?
The New Zealand element, really. If you're going to say a good cooked breakfast, there's an assumption that Australian is going to be in there.
I see. This is part of why Australians don't enjoy a great travelling reputation.
I'm just fulfilling what it tells me to do in the booklet that comes with my passport.
So you've still got the booklet?
Yes. I still have the passport.
Oh, you genuinely refuse to show it?
Well, I didn't bring it on this trip. I don't take my passport when I go to Queensland.
But you're in New Zealand. This is a whole different country.
Is it?
Yes. We've got a different prime minister. I mean, we've got all these cities.
I think I've got 22 million people who might have something different to say about that guy.
Well, I think that I've got 4.5 million people who...
Well, it's quite a different fraction, isn't it? It's 5-1.
I've got 4.5 million New Zealand citizens who would argue that we are a country unto ourselves.
5-1.
It's not really about comparing the... population size, and it's more about acknowledging that we are...
It's what's right. If two people say, 2 + 2 = 4, and the third person says 2 + 2 = 3, it's always going to be the two that are going to be right.
Well, I don't think it matters how many people saying what is right or wrong.
Okay, well, let's put in different... Say okay. Seven people, guy, say 2 + 5 = 9.
Well, seven people would be wrong.
And one person says that 2 + 5 = 7. And who are you going to believe?
The one person who is right.
No one... They're just a dissenter. They're just...
Look, you're clouding what is a pretty straightforward conversation here in semantics. New Zealand is a country unto itself. Australia is a different country. To travel to and from these countries, you should have your passport. You shouldn't...
It doesn't say that in the book.
What? The passport instruction book?
Yeah. Yeah, and it has...
No, it would have to. That would be the first instruction. Travel with your passport.
No.
What's the first instruction in the book?
Keep this in a plastic sleeve.
Okay. That feels to me like it's more of an administration note that's maybe at the front of the book. The actual book, the actual body of the book, which teaches you how to use a...
line.
Yes.
The first line of it is, one, have you brought your fish, meat, vegetables, seeds, and eggs with you? And then there's a tick box and you tick it.
What's the second line? I mean, that is terrible advice. Who's is this, like...
The Australian Immigration Department, I assume. The Ministry for Immigration and Trade.
They wrote a booklet instructing you how to use...
I can only assume, guy. I don't follow... I don't know if that's a thing that you do here in New Zealand. I don't know if you go and you work out who wrote the little book that came with your passport.
Well, it's just to me, if that is the department who did it, they're giving out really bad advice. Well, and
that's just... It's a very slender, but very interesting and intellectually fulfilling volume.
Okay. So you don't have a passport. I mean, it's going to be...
Here.
I know that it's only your first day, but I'm sort of flashing forward to how we're going to get you out of here.
Well, that's 7 days from now, Colour's problem.
Yeah. And yeah. So, yeah, I mean, don't hog the problem. It's also seven days from now, Guy Montgomery's problem.
And isn't that exciting?
No, I'd also say it's in a big way this is going to be Frank's problem, because he has not taken to you being here.
Isn't he just not?
No, he is. He is a nice guy who pays rent.
Well, I don't know how much more money I can give you.
Well, it depends what you want to do while we're here.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the exciting thing, isn't it?
Grab your beer from the fridge if you like.
Will that cost me... How much will that be?
For me to grab it?
Yeah.
That costs nothing.
Oh, that's great. I'll have a beer then, please.
Yeah, sure thing. It's the transaction part is for when I actually physically hand you the beer, as I am now.
Right.
That'll be $1,000.
That's $1,000.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, we're trying to make
Definitely have bought the beer for that amount.
We're just sort of trying to do this thing where it's sort of the house is like a bar. And so, you know, to try and... So it feels like cool and trendy to be having a drink at home. So
yeah, okay.
If you could just give me $1,000.
Yes. I'm going to have to go to the bank. Can we go to the bank?
Yeah, do you want to take my car?
No. I'm going to just walk.
Okay. Do you know how to get there?
I'll find it.
Do you want to get on the Wi-Fi?
No. No.
Do you want me to give you some instructions on how to get there?
I
can walk with you. I can sort of be a tour guide.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to go. I'm going to get some money from the bank.
Great stuff, man.
Yeah.
I will put this beer back in the fridge, and it will be ready for you when you get back.
I hope so, because it is the most expensive beer I've ever bought. I've never... That is so... That's ludicrous how much money that beer costs.
Come on, man. It's New Zealand. Customs are different. Things are different here. It's a pleasure to have you, Carlo. You can go to the bank and we'll have another chat tomorrow.
Thanks, Guy.
Quando ritorni mi sembra inverno. Il sole è basso, il mio sguardo perso. Un saluto, un bacio, lieve con.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try Boners of the Heart? Boners of the
Heart. It's exactly the same as Anthony Weiner, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Where it's like when
Weiner's
he was
got
like,
something.
Yeah, oh, God. When he what, was
can
like,
I not say that?
All of his, you can.
A man's
you can,
got gay.
Oh no.